No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 17th day of March, 2021. I'm David Brown. Seems like almost a lifetime ago, given how the pandemic has had the ability to stretch our perceptions of time. Thinking back to last year after the elections, a handful of commentators noted that one of the biggest challenges ahead for the incoming Biden administration would be managing expectations. That is already proving to be true. Now that it's President Biden in control, critics on the left and the right appear to be posing a challenge that the Biden administration is finding tough to manage. With the numbers of undocumented minors crossing the border reaching new levels, we are seeing images and hearing news stories about those minors being sheltered at convention centers or in tent facilities and held for days without showers or having to rotate sleep times because of a lack of space. As conservatives try to spin this story as a problem caused by the Biden administration's own policies, and as progressives demand the Biden administration go further than it has to prevent long detention times, there are signs the Biden administration is trying to better control the narrative. NBC News now reporting that the optics of the situation are such that the Border Patrol's been ordered not to give information to local reporters. Against this backdrop, the Biden administration is trying to overhaul restrictive Trump administration policies on both legal and illegal immigration before the peak season for border crossings arrives. Obviously, this is a story playing out in a big way for Texas, and Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar of Laredo is following all this closely. Congressman, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Hello.
Tell me a little bit about whether or not you agree with your Republican colleagues on the number of mostly unaccompanied minors crossing the U.S.-Mexico border right now, and whether you consider it to be a crisis situation.
You know, I don't think we got to there. And regardless of whatever we call it, a crisis or a challenge, you know, those are the two words that are being used. The thing is, there are some numbers are increasing. We had over 100,000 people that were encountered by Border Patrol last month. And we still have to hit the high marks, which are March, April, May, and June. That's usually when the numbers get very, very high. But regardless of what anybody wants to call it, I will say this, that the numbers are challenging.
Congressman, when you say the numbers are challenging, what do you mean? I mean, challenging to the Border Patrol, challenging to the Biden administration for political reasons? What do you say?
All of the above. First of all, you know, Border Patrol is working at a 25% capacity. They just don't have the space because of the you know, the pandemic. They got a lot of kids that are coming in. For example, right now in the Valley, they got about 4,000 individuals, family units, and unaccompanied kids. More than half are unaccompanied kids. And as you know, Border Patrol is supposed to hold people for 72 hours and then pass them on to Health and Human Services, what we call the Office of Refugee Resettlement, and they don't have enough space. So they're looking for temporary spaces right now. And, you know, it's just amazing that, you know, some people are acting like if they've never seen this before. We've seen this before. We saw a surge under President Trump in 2019. We saw a surge under President Obama in 2014, and now we're seeing the beginning of a surge right now under President Biden. So, you know, there are lessons that we've learned, and one of the things is that when kids come over in large amounts, you know, we got to move them out of Border Patrol facilities, move them into Health and Human Services quickly, take care of those kids like if they were our kids. But then at the same time, we got to understand that if we don't stop people from coming, how long can we continue doing this? And therefore, the messaging down there and whatever programs we do down there in Central America and Mexico are going to be key to stop people from coming into the pipelines.
Well, Congressman, I mean, CNN and many others are reporting, for instance, that children are alternating schedules to make space for each other in confined facilities. Some kids haven't seen the sun for days, others taking turns showering, often going days without one. The reality on the ground, it bears a lot of similarities with what many people were protesting against during the Trump years. This is not the worst of what we saw during the Trump years, and make no mistake. However, people are struck by the similarities and are reacting to what they're seeing in the news. What are you seeing in your part of the Texas border region that you represent compared with, say, two, 3 years ago?
Well, first of all, the Biden administration will never separate kids from their parents. I mean, that is just not going to happen, number one. Number two, you know, the numbers have not hit the high numbers. I mean, we've seen high numbers, especially in 2019. We saw large numbers. And what we're seeing right now is anytime we have a situation like this, the progressives are going to say, oh, you got to do a better job taking care of the kids. You got to do this and take care of the families. And then on the far right, you have the conservatives saying the border's out of control. And, you know, that's why you have Republicans have been going down to the border. That's why you're going to see more Republicans go down there because they're trying to turn this into a political weapon against Democrats. By making Democrats look weak when it comes to border security. So there's two different forces, the progressives and the far right.
What should state and federal authorities be doing at this point that they are not doing right now?
Well, you know, several things. I mean, first, they got to do a better job at moving the kids out of the Border Patrol and having those facilities. So they seem to be moving on that. They acted a little slow. I had warned the White House since the first week, within the first week of inauguration. I said, hey, this is what I'm seeing on the ground. Y'all need to start paying attention. But it was a transition. So they seem to be moving on this right now. Second of all, the messaging has to be so important. It has to be clear. You know, this message about don't come now, come later, that is not a message that works very well. It's got to be clear and concise saying, hey, you cannot come in right now. If you're going to come in, it's going to be the right way. And we have to send visuals of, you know, let's say the adults that we're returning, you know, the Title 42, we're returning most of the adults. And we have to show that visual because otherwise the messages are being heard down there are this. One, friends, neighbors, family members are saying, hey, guess what, Pedro, I got a cross, come on over. Mm-hmm. Then they see on TV down there in Central America by people coming across the river. That's a message. Then you got the organizations aggressively moving on trying to get people recruited because every time they move somebody, it depends where, what they are, family units, Central mm-hmm. Americans. They'll charge from $4,000 to $8,000. So they make billions of dollars either from drugs or from moving people. And those are the messages that are being heard down there, not the don't come now, come later.
Congressman, do you find yourself in a precarious position? I mean, on the one hand, I hear how you're characterizing progressives in your own party. And I hear what you're saying that Republicans are trying to do on the other hand with this situation. What about you? Do you find yourself in something of a jam?
No, I don't feel like that at all. I mean, I just call it the way it is. I mean, look, you know, a lot of these folks, you know, the progressives and the far right people, they go visit the border. You know, I live on the border. I go there every week. I live on the border. I've lived there. I've seen the surge under Obama. I've seen the surge under Trump. So I call it the way it is. And, you know, sometimes, you know, some people on the far right don't think I go far enough. And the people on the far left feel that I go too much. So I just try to call it the way it is and try to be as reasonable and as rational as possible, because all I want to do is not make political points. What I want is to solve this issue. That's the bottom line, because my border communities need to be heard.
Congressman, as you're aware, Capitol Hill set up to take a comprehensive immigration bill backed by the Biden administration. It's my understanding they'll take it up this week, and that would establish or expand a pathway to citizenship for young unauthorized children in the U.S. brought here illegally. It would also give green card eligibility to farm workers who will eventually be able to apply for citizenship. It would expand other avenues for legal immigration. As the measure currently stands, will you support it?
Yes, I will. But I would tell you that it's going to be hard getting 60 votes on the Senate side unless we make some adjustments. So, yes, it's going to pass the House side, both of them. But on the Senate side, they got to make some adjustments. Otherwise, they're not going to get to 60 votes.
When you say make some adjustments to the bill itself or to the situation as it's being currently reported?
To the bills itself. They have to make some adjustments. to it. And if not, it's not going to happen. Now, there will be some Republicans that quite honestly are using what's happening at the border as an excuse to say no. Oh, secure the border, otherwise we're not going to support immigration reform. I mean, they're against it. They're just finding an excuse to not support it.
We've been talking with Henry Cuellar. He's a Texas Democratic congressman from Laredo. Congressman Cuellar, thanks for speaking with us on The Standard. We appreciate it.
Anytime. You have a wonderful day.